Hi, it's Jason.
And Christy.
And this is Deep Dive, and this week we're talking about...
imagination. And this story started on our trip to Moss Landing, where we came across this adorable, like 80-year-old, sparkly, blue-eyed man and his wife in what looked like a graveyard of a mini golf course, you know, with all these awesome creations in it. So Glenn and Judy.
And you just have to stop at a place like that, right? You're driving down the road and you see the Eiffel Tower and a gazebo and giant Marilyn Monroe lips. And you just have to like, what is this? And we stopped and it turned out that this was actually a man's business. Like he'd spent his whole life making art projects, entering them in local contests, and then selling them.
It was so beautiful. And I think one of the most beautiful things was just the living out of this man's passion. I mean, we were sitting there and he had a story about every single piece. I mean, we were there for hours. We probably could have spent days. But just that he really had and gave himself the opportunity to take his imagination and bring it to life. And yeah. I think he was just such a living testament to that's what ignited this spark in our hearts. And,
that's right.
You know, just caused us to laugh and giggle and dream and just have such a great afternoon.
And how do you not have an amazing time when you meet an 80-year-old man who makes a living from doing art, you know? And not like conventional stuffy suit and tie, I wonder what that's about art, but like...
He like turned a guillotine into like a...
exactly.
Into like a Buddha bell, you know?
And it really was, it was an invitation, I think. He is an invitation, and for us it was an invitation just to explore our own role and our own relationship with imagination and creativity.
And I love that in this writing, you look at imagination, explore it from this aspect of it as a tool in our lives, as a tool that we can access and call upon when we're in not just these great moments and these lighthearted moments, but also in the more difficult moments, in the challenging times.
Yeah.
You know, how can we use imagination in those moments?
Yeah, I think we hear the word imagination, we tend to think of it like a Walt Disney movie, you know, or some kind of fairy tale. But it really is imagination that is that tool in our life that when things are really bad, when we're in a lot of pain, physical or emotional, or things aren't going our way, or on those really dark days in our lives when you just can't see. You just, you know, you might know that something's better on the other side, but you can't see it at that moment. Imagination is that tool that allows us to understand that happiness can come, or to see beyond the immediate hurdle and believe that there's hope. You know, it's that ability to dream that really gets us through those times.
And I think it's no coincidence that we don't access it naturally because, I mean, when we were kids, all we were ever told was, you know, like you said, don't just sit there and do nothing, or don't just sit there and daydream, or you're just wasting time. You know, I think imagination is really something that perhaps we all innately had in us when we were younger, but it just kind of got squashed along the way.
I think it's because imagination requires space. And as children, we had space. You know, there was actually free time carved into the day. There was recess.
Yeah.
You know, there was nap time.
Oh, nap time was my favorite.
And then here we are grown up, right? And now our time is carved into, you know, minutes and seconds. Mm-hmm. And there is no space. And it really starts to choke imagination out of our lives. And when we lose the imagination, we start to find that we don't have a way to get out of these dark days, or we don't have a way to get out of pain or struggle or deep fear, because we don't have any space to allow ourselves to imagine something more.
Let me just share my favorite line from this writing, which is, when we curb boredom and contemplation, we also eliminate the space to imagine. That's so powerful. I mean, when we curb boredom and contemplation, and you think of, I know as a couple, this is one of the things that Guru Singh encouraged us from the very beginning, is like, boredom is total success. And that was such a wise gift of wisdom to give us, because when boredom is your goal, or at the very least, you're not trying to avoid boredom, right? So you're not creating dramas and all these things to avoid it. All of a sudden, all the space opens up. And that's what I really got from your writing, which is when that space is available, then the imagination that's already naturally within you can bubble to the surface.
And then we can dance, right? Mm-hmm. And we can play a bit, and we don't maybe take things quite as serious, and we're able to kind of push at the rules a bit and prod at the rules. And that was another thing that I brought up in the writing, was that when we don't have imagination, we really end up getting stuck in rules and tradition and the way things ought to be and the way things have been. We end up looking back a lot because we don't have that ability to look forward. And I think when we give ourselves that space, and really the practice of imagination is the space to play. You know, it's mm-hmm. the idea that our life is a playground and not a battlefield. Mm-hmm. And we can engage in our life with a curiosity and a wonder and some of that childlike energy that perhaps we've kind of lost because we're so busy and so serious and everything is kind of so cut up into these small moments that we measure. And in measuring all the small moments, we lose the ability to kind of feel the moments and to experience the moments mm-hmm. and imagine.
And then you bump into an 80 plus year old man with the sparkle and aliveness, and you just are so inspired, right? Because it's just this call to remember, oh, that's what it looks like. Mm. You know, yeah. That's what it looks like to really give myself permission to imagine and create. And it takes courage, you know, yeah, like that takes right. some serious courage.
Yeah. But, and it doesn't mean we all have to be sign shop owners or make art projects. But there is a way to approach our lives with that kind of wonder and curiosity. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a way to approach our lives where we give ourselves permission to create the space for contemplation mm-hmm. and to create the space to daydream a bit and to take a walk and look around and imagine what goes into making a tree or a flower or a sign that you see on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. And so that was the invitation, is I think the first step is create the space, you know, so that was, yeah. I dare you to create the space yeah. so that you could even consider creating the space for this imagination.
Yeah, it's the first and it's step number one and step number 100, you know, can part of our daily practice each day be just to give ourselves a little bit of space to exit kind of the rigid rules that we have for what our life has to look like and just imagine some other possibilities, you know, and it take a left turn, as Michael used to tell me at Live Nation all the time, and just take a look around and see what's out there, because we just get stuck in our lane, and before long life becomes really rigid and really stagnant and really stale small. And really small, and yeah. those words are never good when we're talking about our health and well-being, and they're definitely the antithesis of imagination.
Beautiful.
We'll see you next week, and I hope that you have an opportunity to take some time to imagine.
Have a great week.